At the Peterborough City Council's General Committee meeting on June 12th, they discussed a report focusing on the potential redevelopment of the Queen Alexandra Community Centre. The Queen Alexandra Community Centre is located at 180 Bernardo Avenue. It was built as a school in 1890, and classes stopped being held at the school in 1973. The building and the property were purchased by the city from the public school board in 1976, and since then, it has been used as a community center and is currently being used by Activity Haven Senior Center. The primary purpose of this report is to approve the funding required to conduct a feasibility study on the redevelopment of this property. If conducted, the study would provide direction in the redevelopment of Queen Alexandra into a multi-residential apartment building for seniors, along with a seniors activity center located on the ground floor. The report recommends that up to $60,000 from the Community Development Program Reserve be used to finance the cost of this feasibility study, and the full budget of the redevelopment will be determined as part of this study. Councillor Alex Burke shared a concern about the report. He feels that there should be a greater effort to conduct adaptive reuse on the property before committing to the demolition of a historic building.
You know, when I drive here to these council meetings once a week and I come to City Hall, and I look at what a beautiful job they did at the YMCA, that adaptive reuse. And I look at the adaptive reuse that they've done at buildings like the J.J. Turner building. And so I just struggle to support this without that adaptive reuse option.
Community Services Commissioner Sheldon Laidman recognizes that heritage is a significant concern of the city, but it must be balanced with other priorities. In answering Councillor Burke's questions, he says that the study would explore all options for redevelopment.
What's being approved, you are correct, that it's an expected that it would be demolished, but there is a feasibility, Council's approving the feasibility study at this point in time. As part of that feasibility study, it would certainly be looking at the cost of demolition, whether the building could be saved in terms of how the site might be laid out.
Councillor Joy LaChica also voiced concern about the heritage status of this property. Councillor LaChica feels that this report may be premature as they have not yet consulted the Peterborough Architectural Conservation Advisory Committee, or PACAC.
Could there be another way to preserve this without demolition being at the forefront and coming to us ahead of anything else as a probability? Because that's the feeling I'm getting from the report, that this is probably the best choice, and that's what we're leading with. And instead, should we be leading with, let's go to PACAC, and let's not rush into any of this when we have a heritage building in a significant heritage area.
Councillor LaChica also believes that the report should include more information about the financial cost and the carbon footprint of a demolition. Councillors Leslie Parnell and Kevin Duguay both voiced their support of the recommendations in the report, recognizing that, though it is a historic building, the positives of a redevelopment outweigh the negatives. Duguay, as someone who currently uses the Activity Haven Community Center, calls the building difficult to move around in, and questions whether or not it could possibly meet the accessibility standards required for adaptive reuse. Councillor Duguay agrees with Councillor LaChica in that it is important to consult PACAC before any decisions are made, but still supports going forward with the feasibility study.
And this may be an opportunity to improve a community-serving facility and introduce much-needed housing, potentially aimed at our older adult population. Thank you.
Councillor LaChica put forward a vote to defer the report to a time when PACAC has been consulted and when more specific information on the costs of demolition are acquired. The deferral vote was lost, with only Councillors Burke and LaChica in support. Council went ahead to vote on the recommendations in the report, and the vote was carried, 9 votes in favor and 2 votes opposed, with Councillors Burke and LaChica voting against the report. Council has approved the funding for the feasibility study on the redevelopment of the Queen Alexandra Community Center. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ontario.